If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Isn't that great? Benson Boone.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's Beautiful Things at Magic 106.7. Hey, David Soon came to 619. Have you ever seen a house in the movies or TV? It's the Walter White house. It's the house from Breaking Bad that's for sale.
So the house from Breaking Bad, which is out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's valued at $350,000. But
it's just
owners...
a ranch house.
Yeah,
in the neighborhood.
I mean, it's typical... Yeah. But the owners are going to try to sell it for $4 million. They've kind of had enough because it attracts 300 cars a day trying to just drive by, so they had to put up a big fence, and people are throwing pizza at the roof because of that scene.
Taking a video of themselves throwing a pizza at the roof.
Pizza on the roof, yeah. So they're like, you know what? Maybe the new owners will make it a museum or something, but they want $4 million for it because they've had... I mean, people do like to see famous houses. Look at the Brady Bunch house.
No, same. I mean, I follow the Facebook page where people do that. They go around and they find...
I'm sorry. Say that last part again. There's a Facebook page dedicated to people going to houses from TV and the movies.
Yes, and they do it for everything. Yes, it's called... Well, it's Film Locations Then and Now.
And she follows it.
And I follow it. So people will go in front of the Home Alone house and also locations, like famous locations, to see how it differs.
But have you ever laid eyes personally on any... Like,
I saw the Full House one.
The Full House
from a distance, yeah.
Oh,
and it's
so
funny,
what was
it's just
like?
A row house in San Francisco that they only shot the exterior scenes from. I mean,
did they have the park? Was that real?
Yeah, like, there's like a park there, and then there's like a row. But it's funny because then the set, you know, it's this giant house that would never really be.
So it really is skinny?
Yeah, it's a skinny house.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I would want to see something like that up close.
I've seen a couple of those. I personally find them kind of like there's the, oh my God, that's the house. And then it's kind of disappointing. It's kind of like, so what? Like, it's just not...
Well, somebody lives there. It's like someone's...
And it's not
and
the
it's
whole...
Not it's
like
the same thing.
The diner from Seinfeld. You can see that. There's a real diner
that?
I think that's in New York City somewhere. It's based on... I mean, they shot it on a lot.
Yeah,
but it's based on a diner in, you know, New York City that they recreated. And then you see it... And it's just kind of like, I don't know, you're not going to see Jerry Seinfeld.
Because it's not in context of,
But see, I want to know what corner of the street in New York that's on so I could just see it, just to feel like, oh, this is where it was.
Well, the Brady Bunch house, I just looked it up. That went for 3.2, and I mean, that's not a big house.
No, that was small, too.
It went for $3.2 million just in September of 2023, so just over a year ago. And they had to add a second floor. They renovated that famous staircase. Case the kids actually from the Brady Bunch
renovated it.
And then it went for $3.2 million, but it's probably worth way less than that, but it's the Brady Bunch house.
It's the excitement of seeing this place that you know. You know what? It's one of the biggest ones is right here in Boston, the Cheers Bar. Cheers.
Right at the bottom of Beacon Hill. I've never been there.
Are you serious?
I've never been there.
The Bull and Finch?
It's...
But I don't think I've walked by it. I don't think.
Because you have to go downstairs to go in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
And it's, you know, it was probably a much cooler place than it was after it became famous. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was probably this cool little bar. And then it became like a tourist thing. And, you know,
so
good
it
for
really
them for,
is a bar, like down below?
Restaurant. You could go, you can go there today, you know.
Oh, my God. I should totally go.
In fact, they changed the name of it. Was it the Bull and Finch or the Hampshire House or what? They changed the name of the bar to the Cheers Bar once it became famous on television.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have to go find that.
But that was the whole thing because they walked downstairs when they walked in.
I know from the show, but I didn't know if that's actually really how it was set up here.
Yeah.
I think the goal would be to have each of our houses listed on the National Register somehow of places that people drive
by. That ain't happening.
Don't see that happening?
No.
Telling you that mudroom could draw a lot of people.